Amon, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Flood warnings in effect through many counties in Kansas, including Brown, Dickinson, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Washington. It's 3:06.
All things considered, from NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Washington. And a note, Microsoft is a financial supporter of NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, Donald Trump's name is coming off the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Elizabeth Blair has the latest on that. Then we'll hear from our friend Becky Sullivan talking about the World Cup. U.S. playing its final World Cup tune-up game Saturday against Germany. The soccer tournament begins next week. Hello, Team Algeria. I understand you're here in Lawrence. Hope you're listening to KPR. If you are, welcome. We're so glad you're here. Check out a listing on our website, kansaspublicradio.org, of some things you might need to know about Lawrence. Anyway, we're happy you're here. And coming up, we're going to talk about the World Cup, so stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR. It's hosted by Chris Mala, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
Flood Watch, in effect, beginning at 7 o'clock tonight through tomorrow for Atchison, Brown, Donovan, Jackson, and Nemaha counties in Kansas. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
In just days, Mexico will host the World Cup, but amid the celebration, a country grapples with the fallout of a drug war.
Lo que está mal es el olvido. Lo que está mal es dejar de buscar, dejar de nombrar.
We talked to the families of the missing who say they won't let the world forget their loved ones. Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, providing locally sourced food and products each and every day. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence.
We have news headlines coming up for you in less than a minute. A flood watch goes into effect at 7 o'clock tonight and runs all the way through tomorrow morning for Atchison, Brown, Donovan, Jackson, and Nemaha counties in Kansas. Also in Missouri, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, and Holt counties.
A bit of an inheritance.
Over the next quarter century, $124 trillion is expected to be passed down.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Stores that accept federal food assistance will soon be required to stock more foods as part of the Trump administration's push toward healthy eating. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, that change will make it harder for retailers in rural areas to participate.
Debbie Hart operates a gas station and convenience store in northern Wisconsin. With no grocery store in town,
down, she tries to keep food stocked for her neighbors, including the many who receive help from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. But Hart says it's a challenge to get suppliers to come to her store, and there's often not enough demand for perishable items like apples or celery.
They'll just sit and we just watch them rot.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture will require SNAP retailers like Hart to carry twice as many varieties in each food group and more types of perishable items starting this fall. Advocacy groups worry the change will mean fewer convenience stores and dollar stores will accept SNAP, making it harder for people in rural food deserts to use their benefits. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issued a verbal state of disaster proclamation last night because of heavy rains and flooding in north central and northeastern Kansas. The worst of the flooding has been reported in northeast Kansas due to two rounds of intense thunderstorms on June 3rd and June 4th. Multiple river systems are either flooding or forecast to see moderate flooding. Additional thunderstorms are forecast for northern Kansas on June 5th. That would be today, with the potential for more heavy rainfall or heavy weather, potentially exacerbating or leading to additional flooding concerns. Flood warnings have been issued for Atchison, Brown, Dickinson, Donovan, Jefferson, Lincoln, Marshall, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Washington counties. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management, along with their emergency support function partners, are monitoring the situation and will assist counties if they are requested. Speaking of that, we do have a flood watch beginning at 7 o'clock tonight, running through tomorrow morning for Atchison, Brown, Donovan, Jackson, and Nemaha counties in Kansas. We are expecting a low in the upper 60s tonight, humid again tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s, 60% chance of rain late tomorrow night, still humid with lows in the mid-60s. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from
NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition brings you the news straight from reporters watching stories unfold.
To talk about that, we're joined by NPR's international correspondent, Aya Batraoui, in Dubai. Good morning.
Mose Bashel from member station KUT gives us a view from Austin, Texas.
NPR's Eder Peralta is with us now from Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Eder, good morning.
Join us for a front row seat every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arch Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence as well. Lots of other frequencies, too, and they are listed for you at our website where we're streaming, kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, since returning to office, Donald Trump has deported more than 200 Filipino mariners. They've been accused of crimes, but they were accused without evidence.
They didn't give you due process just to defend yourself. They just grab you in the ship, take you in the plane, interrogate you, and then send you back.
Almost none of them have been formally charged. We'll get you the story coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. This is KPR. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations. Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 87 degrees in Topeka. The time is 4 o'clock.
Kansas.org/100.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing primary care, dental, mental health, or help with a chronic condition. Heartland accepts all patients, including Medicare. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, humid with a high in the mid-80s. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence and 89 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, well, you may have noticed that this is a semi-quincentennial year. A lot of talk about the 250th anniversary of the United States. Planning to celebrate it has become highly politicized. We are going to talk about that. Plus, details from a speech that Vladimir Putin gave in St. Petersburg. They call it the Russian Davos. This big meeting. He says he's totally not going to meet with Volodymyr Zelensky, and we will find out why. Before we get to 5 o'clock, a conversation with Ben Gibbard, lead singer, mastermind behind Death Cab for Cutie. Not the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band song. No, no. The group, Death Cab for Cutie. We're going to talk about the new release coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Quick reminder, stay tuned following All Things Considered tonight at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Film Music Friday. Tonight the theme is High Drama, 7 to 9 p.m. Film Music Friday with your host, Jeff Watson.
Support. The impact can be surprising.
As more people have shared their stories, that's had a snowball effect where it empowers the next person to be willing to share.
Join me, Adrian Florido, for a checkup on covering health policy here on All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for Weekend All Things Considered on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. In less than a minute, we'll have an update of news headlines. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. It's 86 degrees in Atchison, and the time is 4:30.
Along the way.
That's Bruce Konvisor. You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First, let's talk about weather-related issues. We have several flood warnings in effect all across Brown, Dickinson, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Washington counties. And in fact, we do have a flood watch going into effect at 7 o'clock tonight, running through tomorrow morning for Atchison, Brown, Doniphan, Jackson, and Nemaha counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, and Holt counties in Missouri. That includes St. Joseph, the City of Atchison, City of Troy, Folks up in Highland, be aware. You could see your creeks and streams reaching flood stage here very, very soon. Between 5 and 9 inches of rain fell throughout the watch area, the possibility of even more coming in the next 24 hours. So the time to make your plans is now. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issued a verbal state of disaster proclamation last night because of the heavy rains and flooding throughout north central and northeastern Kansas. Multiple river systems are either flooding or forecast to see moderate flooding with additional thunderstorms forecast for today. Flood warnings obviously issued. I want to repeat these counties for you. Atchison, Brown, Dickinson, Donovan, Jefferson, Lincoln, Marshall, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Washington counties. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management, along with emergency support function partners, are monitoring the situation. Former Coldwater, Kansas Mayor Joseph Bios has been released from federal immigration detention. KSN reports he was freed on a $3,000 bond yesterday. In April, Ceballos pleaded guilty to voting illegally. Although he is a permanent legal resident of the United States, Ceballos is not a citizen. He has said he was not aware that he was ineligible to cast ballots in elections. Ceballos was brought to the United States when he was a toddler. He is still facing the threat of deportation. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy. It's going to be very humid tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tomorrow night. Still humid, lows in the mid-60s. And a 90% chance of showers and storms on Sunday. It's 4:35.
Support efforts from country.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 5:01 in the next 30 minutes. Not only will we have news headlines, but we will talk about the possibility of the Trump administration going into lame duck mode. Then, tech as a field has experienced some widespread layoffs in the past few years. Now, many highly skilled workers are turning to learning a trade.
This is going to be all the apprentices working on building ductwork. You got all the tools, forklifts. In the back, there's welding.
Why vocational work might now feel like a bit of a safer bet than high tech? Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan, 93 in Abilene at 10 minutes before 5.
It's on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m., 4 whole hours in which to get caught up on the very latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock.
To a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
Lows tonight in the upper 60s, humid tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. It's 88 degrees in Topeka, and it's 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We have many other frequencies as well, and we're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. At 5:36, the name of Donald Trump is coming off the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Elizabeth Blair tells us the latest that we know about it. A look ahead to the World Cup, specifically for how we expect the U.S. team to do. Becky Sullivan has that story. We're going to talk about the evolution of teeth as well, because this is all things considered, and that counts as a thing. That's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Following all things considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, you will hear the news headlines at 7:01, then Stardate, then 2 hours of film music. It's Film Music Friday. Tonight, a program of high drama, some emotional moments from films like Forrest Gump, Dead Poets Society, and Lonesome Dove. Grab yourself some tissues. A Night for the Heartstrings on Film Music, Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR1 stations.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Atchison. It's 5:20.
And from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday is what you'll hear on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We have news headlines coming up next. I'll tell you what's going on with all the rain and the fallout therefrom. The time is 5:30.
Genius, grounded in trust and responsive to concerns.
Officials say the response will cost $518 million through November.
That's Jonathan Lambert reporting. You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First, let's turn to the flood warnings and watches we have in effect in the KPR listening area. There has been a change in the last couple of hours over which counties currently have active flood warnings. Right now, they are Atchison, Doniphan, Marshall, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Washington counties with active flood warnings. A flood watch goes into effect at 7 o'clock tonight and runs through tomorrow morning for Atchison, Brown, Doniphan, Jackson, Nemaha counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, and Holt counties in Missouri. That obviously includes St. Joseph, Atchison, the city of Troy, city of Highland. Between 5 and 9 inches of rain fell in the watch area, and we have the possibility of more in the next 24 hours. So be alert, stay aware. If you are in an area where you generally experience flooding, the odds are you are experiencing it now. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has issued a verbal state of disaster proclamation because of the heavy rains and flooding. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management and Emergency Support Function Partners are monitoring the situation and will assist counties if a request is made. Stores that accept federal food assistance will soon be required to stock more foods as part of the Trump administration's push toward healthy eating. As Hope Kerwin reports, the change will make it harder for retailers in rural areas to participate.
Debbie Hart operates a gas station and convenience store in northern Wisconsin. With no grocery store in town, she tries to keep food stocked for her neighbors, including the many who receive help from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. But Hart says it's a challenge to get suppliers to come to her store, and there's often not enough demand for perishable items like apples or celery.
They'll just sit and we just watch them rot.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture will require SNAP retailers like Hart to carry twice as many varieties in each food group and more types of perishable items starting this fall. Advocacy groups worry the change will mean fewer convenience stores and dollar stores will accept SNAP, making it harder for people in rural food deserts to use their benefits. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Lows in the upper 60s tonight, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. This is KPR, and it's 5:35.
Support
makers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition, a terrific way to start off your day in an informed way.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting the Berlin Wall, a world divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned in our next half hour, news headlines at 6:01. Then a conversation with a reporter who interviewed Graham Plattner, who is the presumptive Democratic Senate nominee for the state of Maine. Been some controversy surrounding Mr. Plattner's candidacy. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
Flood watch going into effect at 7 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Donovan, Jackson, and Nemaha counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, and Holt counties in Missouri. It's 88 degrees in Topeka.
This is all.
Learn more at rbcwealthmanagement.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week, Wait Wait reveals our new official judge and scorekeeper. Here's a hint. There's a reason the Pope was too busy to appear on Colbert's last show. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.